I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show. I'm super excited to have my next guest, Dina Shanowitz-Rendler, who is the founder and CEO of an incredible company called Zomi. And if you are not familiar with Zomi, you absolutely need to hear this incredible story about this revolutionary company that's on a mission to redefine the breastfeeding industry. So let's say that you don't breastfeed, or breastfeeding was something that you did a long time ago. That is me in particular, but I'm so interested in the technology and how Dina just had a passion for supporting new mothers and a keen eye for innovation, which led her to start Zomi and make significant strides in making breastfeeding a more manageable and comfortable and empowering experience for women everywhere. So we are going to chat a lot more about that and also talk about the innovation and perseverance, as always, that it takes to be a founder and running a company, getting from nothing to something, which she's done. So very excited to have you here, Dina. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what an incredible story. You are a total rock star. You are creating something really, really unique and different in an industry that has a few players in it. But what you're doing is really innovative. So how did you come up with this idea? What was your background?
So my background is special education. I worked at, I don't know if you've heard of this place called Friendship Circle, where if you're working with special needs children and pairing them up with teenage volunteers that feel like they have a purpose and matching them up. And then I was getting, you know, I was working towards my LBA. And during that time, I had my first. And, you know, every mom thinks it's going to be perfect, and it was far from perfect. So she was in the NICU for a bit. I had inverted nipples. She had tongue tie. It was a disaster. So what ended up happening was, I'm originally from New York and I would travel. My job was in the city. I would go on subway back and forth, and I had a 6-week maternity leave, and then I would go back. And I, as a mother, and, you know, especially first time, wanted to really breastfeed my daughter. And because I couldn't do it directly, I said, I'm going to pump. This was 10 years ago. Like 10 years ago, it's not so long ago. There weren't as many pump options as there are now. And in 2013, 2012, the Affordable Care Act came out, where every mom can get a pump through insurance. So now every mom could get one for pregnancy, per baby typically. But that was still new. So although it already started in my times, it was very new. So I went to a rental company, took a Medela Symphony rental, and it was this large square pump, this big, in like this suitcase, and I would take it back and forth with me wherever I went on the subway. And, you know, it wasn't portable, it wasn't rechargeable. So I would literally take a, you know, bathroom breaks whenever I can. And that's where I would pump. So I would pump every 2 hours in the bathroom. It came to a point where I'm like, this is, you know, it's either my baby full-time pumping or it's my job. So I ended up quitting my job and was just exclusively pumping for the first year in my daughter's life. When you're using a product for so long, you're sort of married to it and see everything you wish could have been fixed and could have been helpful. And as I was using the pump, I would see how whenever I would double pump, then I would use a kit together I would never get the same output as I would when I would see Will Pump literally take the kit and go right, left, right, left. I would just respond quicker to that. Another thing was that, you know, it wasn't rechargeable. It was so chunky and bulky. It sounded like a washing machine. There were so many small details. Another thing is like the speed. So the speed of the pump is how quick it sucks per minute. I felt that I needed a quicker speed. I felt like I wish I could have increased that. But it was a very, you know, it is a great pump, but it's very standard. And we have your specific features and options, and that's it. You can go by. And if, you know, I had all these wishes, and I was speaking to my husband one day, and I said, this is ridiculous. Why can't there be a pump that could actually alternate versus just that we'll hungry together at the same time? And I don't know if you want me to show you visuals, if that's something that would be helpful, like take the rest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That'd be amazing. Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now? Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor. Stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options: keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart. Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part, each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn, quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years. Helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
So one thing that's unique about our time, and this was something that I wished could have happened when was whenever you're double pumping, if you watch the way that these diaphragms move up and down, you see how it's pulsating. They're not together at the same time. As I wish there was something that could do that, you know, something quiet, something portable and yet reliable, something that's going to be more compact. So I decided I'm going to try to manufacture a breast pump. It was a hobby. My husband laughed at me and said, "Hey, boss, I knew it was very supportive." And said, "Listen, you've been doing this for so long. You have the right to be able to do something that you're passionate about." I wanted to settle so that I, in the beginning, I was experiencing so many issues that I went to two lactation consultants, and if not for them, I would not be where I am today. They really encouraged me and said, "You could do it. And, you know, even though it's hard, and even though you have inverted nipples, if you get through it, you're going to be able to breastfeed in the future." And I remember, you know, I'm going to do it, even though, you know, as a first-time mom, the fact that you're just now, you're from being, like, independent and single to now taking care of a child on its own is so difficult. And now, exclusively pumping, and the fact that, you know, my daughter had acid reflux, so sometimes I would need to follow the fun feed her, should throw the whole thing up and there when it's, you know, getting that second vial. So my station consultant played a very large role in me being successful in breastfeeding as a mom. And I feel like ever since, they've played such a big role in helping the Zomi brand succeed and always getting feedback and advice. And, you know, I just give a shout out to lactation consultants as in general. They're not as acknowledged as they should. And if you ever walk into the hospital, you'll see that their little office is a closet, the janitorial closet or something that they put them in. And they should really be the grand central station of the birth and maternity ward, just because they really are the ones that, you know, feeling successful as moms when your baby eats. And there's nothing more than, you know, being successful in breastfeeding. I know I went a little bit off topic, but back to that, you know, I started with the pump. I said, "Let's see what happens." Went back and forth with the factory. My husband and I took trips initially to Korea. We went to different factories to see what would be most beneficial. We spoke with the engineers, tweaked things, switched things around, brought it into the U.S. and really worked together with quite a few lactation consultants in different hospitals, specifically those that had pretty large HICUs. And they did testing, and they did testing on mom and said, "Okay, let's try this out. I'm starting with alternate mode versus synchronous mode." And then, you know, the fact that our speeds are over 100 cycles per minute, which means 100 sucks per minute. Most pumps don't go past the 70 cycles per minute, like which was the Nigella pump that I was using. And the fact that we did quite a few tweaks to the pump and made it more customizable so long, we were seeing great success. And from there, I said, I told my husband, "I want to do this." And he said, "Well, hey, Aiko, what do you want to do?" I said, "I want to bring in our first container." And he looked at me and he's like, "What are you thinking?" Anyways, we brought in our first container, which was at 7,000 pumps. I came and talked. We had a small warehouse back then, and it came into the warehouse, and I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking. Where am I going to sell this? I don't know where this is going. And, you know, it was like, okay, I'm going to start doing sales. That's the way that we got your guests. And he really started, you know, at the beginning, obviously, as a founder and starting the company, you're wearing many different hats and basically doing all the dirty work and getting your feet wet and everything of that sort. And I remember I had my first sales meeting at one of these large insurance providers. They told me to come down and to, you know, did that array to bring in the bread, and I'm super excited. I remember I just have my second daughter. She was, I think, 2 months old, like tiny. As I'm going, I'm doing my first sales pitch. I left my baby at home with my husband, and I got on a plane. It was a stopover, like in one of these interesting areas that I got to. I finally got there, and the guy says, "Oh, actually, you know what? We're not looking at this time." And I'm like, "Are you serious?" I like came all the way. Do you even know? Like, you know, I'm not going to share my situation. I have the 2 month old. I just that you know, you want to keep your personal life separate from, especially when you're going to sales and your professional life. I remember getting I was devastated. Anyways, I was about to get back on a plane. And another company, you know, I reached out to a few companies. I'm going to be in the area. And one company reached back out to me and said, "Hey, stop by." I'm like, "You know what? I'm driving 3 hours and I'm going to go meet this other company." And I ended up meeting them and they were my actual first customer. And then, you know, that they need some like strength to continue. But it was a journey and it was intense. And I would be leaving, you know, once a month. I have my, you know, my 2-year-old and now I have my little baby and I would travel wherever I have to and present and explain to whoever loves the differences and why this would be helpful to mom. And, you know, with the new brand, it's very hard. It's the hardest part of like getting your feet wet and breaking the ice. And it's like, you try and until it happens, to sometimes you give up because it doesn't happen quick enough. But the more you try and want to succeed. I mean, I tell this to my daughters all the time, you know, when they're taking the test or anything, all you have to do is try and you'll see, eventually you'll succeed, even if you don't get the best, but you're going to perform well when you really put in all effort that you can and don't give up. And I got a lot of people, you know, that close doors on me. I have a lot of people that were rude and said no, but you know, you have to, that's the only way in terms of moving forward is not to take it personally.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I always tell people too, you know, you're so close to this brand because you've been through the process of developing something and people are hearing about it for the first time. And so, and they don't know you either, right? And so you're talking about how different it is and you just want to get a meeting so you can talk to them more about this. And it's just easier for people to say no, right? And you have to figure out a way around that. And once you start getting traction, then it becomes easier. But it's getting past that point where you get that traction. You mentioned insurance companies. So can you talk a little bit about how you work with insurance companies and you know, what exactly, at least in the U.S., what's the relationship there with your company and insurance companies?
Sure. So every insurance now, I would say most insurances in the U.S. are required, according to the Affordable Care Act, to allow moms to get a free come through their insurance. Now, majority of insurances will cover a breast pump. The goal of Zomi, the goal of our company, was to make the pump something that will be accessible through all insurances, not just certain ones. And unfortunately, the way insurance works is we're going to give you X amount for a pump, and this is what you get, and you have to decide which model you want. So moms can choose whatever model they want, but insurance will only pay out a certain amount. Now, our customers are the DME providers, which is a durable medical equipment provider. They are sort of like a pharmacy, but they deal with medical supplies. They will take mom's insurance, bill it, and give mom that breast pump. So those are our customers who we sell to, these durable medical equipment providers. So, you know, when it comes to certain insurances, their reimbursement rates are extremely low, and these medical equipment providers are dealing with very low margins. So the goal was to really make it affordable that they will be able to offer it to all moms, no matter whether her insurance pays very low to very high. And we really felt one thing that we really stand behind is our warranty. And just like a washing machine or dryer, you'll see how back in the day yours lasted much longer than it did now. Now, you know, every 5 to 7 years, we have to switch it, whereas my mother still has her washing machine and dryer that's in the house. So when it comes to electronics in general, our goal is to really stand behind it. And with that, you know, in terms of battery life, which is how long it will last you, make sure it has a long amount of battery life so that it will last, or motor life, sorry, or the motor life so it will last for a longer amount of time. You have some name brands that have been around for many years who all they do is smack their label on the pump and we'll get it. But the issue is now a lot of moms are having issues because more moms are going back to work than ever and need to pump more than the few hundred hours that some companies have behind their pump. I mean, that causes them to have their pump break down after a very short amount of time. And remember, you can only get one pump per baby. So our goal is to still keep, well, you know, we have a 2-year warranty on our pump. We have 1,500 pump hours on our pump. So you'd have a really nice amount of lifetime on the pump itself so that it's going to last mom throughout her entire breastfeeding journey. So you're not, you know, going down on quality. That was one more one for us, as well as making it more customizable for mom, because not every mom is the same. And you have certain brands that have like their basic modes, and that's what they have on there. We have like the unique mode called a two-phase preemie mode that mimics the way a baby feeds for mom. We try to make it more customizable and more adjustable so that those moms that not necessarily are responding to one mode could respond to the, you know, the next mode. And these are the number one issues. Not all running, you know, not all people think that certain the shoes are the most comfortable for them. Each one has their preference. So that's what we wanted to really incorporate into our breast pump, as well as being obviously easy for mom to use in terms of less parts, comfortable, you know, rechargeable, small impacts so that they can bring wherever they are. We just actually added we have our wearable pump, which is our, you know, the pump now that you put in the bra directly. And we just added a nipple correction mode, which was inspired by all that I went through where when, you know, I started out, I had inverted nipples, and in general, 20% of moms in the U.S. have inverted nipples. So what was nice is with this mode, it allows mom to really release their nipples so they're better, so they're able to have better output when they're pumping, which can be difficult when rear nipples are not released. So in short, that's the structure in terms of insurance. To answer your question, it would basically go through the medical provider that would bill insurance. You have quite a few brands that mom has to pay an upgrade to get the pump. It's not fully covered because, unfortunately, with insurance and the way they pay, it's not going to be able to, you know, the provider is not able to cover the full thing. And our goal was wherever mom can get it, she should be able to get it fully covered, as it is having the babies in expense. And this should be something that should not be an expense and be fully covered. And that goes to, you know, even when it comes to our warranty and our customer service, we really strive in making sure mom has everything she needs. You know, mom calls after that 2-year warranty, or if there was parts that mom needs, we will never turn a mom down. The, you know, I was there, a lot of our customer service moms were there, and we want to make sure more than anything that mom succeeds in the breastfeeding journey.
So how hard is it to get a product to market that is a breast pump? I mean, you went through, like, were there patents? Did you have to get FDA approval? All of those things before you could actually launch?
Yes. So you have to get FDA approval. You had to get a patent on your design. It took time. It took close to a year before any of this came into effect. And we're constantly improving our products. So we have new products in the making and new technology that we're working on. And it's already been almost a year. We're going back and forth, you know, making sure that everything's in place. You know, you have to be patient because things don't happen overnight, and the process can take over a year, especially at COVID time. We were about to launch our new product. probably took like a good year and a half just with everything slowing down. It's definitely a process.
So where did the name come from, Zomi?
So it actually, we were looking for a short, catchy name, something that will not, be too long for mom, yet not have anyone come after you that it's similar to another company's name. I have, a family member that was making pet supplies, and he had a retractable leash that he called Topsy, and then Topsy came after him and had to shut it down. So we already decided that we're going to make it something that no other name, you don't know any other name like that, but something that is five letters and can, once people get it and say the name over, it's something that sticks with you. So
how have you gotten the word out about Zomi? You've got a product, you've got a big palette with 7,000 units. Obviously, you shared about working with insurance companies, but you also sell direct to consumers who want it. But how did you get the word out about it?
It was a lot of work, and it came over time. And I would say more than anything, it was really feedback from moms sharing with moms. And it was a slower process, but once moms heard about it, and the fact that also, it was a fully covered option for insurance that is a better option than some of the, options you have to pay an upcharge for, that's what really hit it off the ground. I mean, did a lot of sales visits to many, I probably flew all over the 50 states within the last 3 years. And it's really, I would say more than anything, when people like the product and find that it's successful and they have success, that's what really takes it off. And, we've been seeing we're constantly getting letters from moms that are, inviting us to their baby showers and just saying in general, last baby, how amazing this pump was and how, it really affected everything. I mean, it carved them and allowed them to come. Before then, they didn't have something portable or something that was easy to use, and their pump that they had would just sit on their shelf and collect dust, and now we're really able to use it, and they didn't even know that they had as much milk as they thought they had. And as a positive feedback we get is like, my output is so great. I always thought that I had no milk. And that's what really caused me to, stop breastfeeding in general or not to breastfeed at all. And, using the pump, I have found that I have gotten so much milk, and I have, milk to provide my baby with per each pumping session that I'm pumping, whether it's 3 to 4 ounces. And that has been a very, and when you're constantly hearing that and moms are sharing it with their friends, that's definitely something that word of mouth, there's nothing more than a few moms in the room talking, and, it definitely blows up. So that definitely helped us tremendously.
What's the most difficult part of growing Zomi?
You have people that are still set in their ways of, let's just take the Mandela, which is the brand that's been around for 8+ years, and we are a newer brand, just 5 years old. So when you're looking at the difference, sort of like the Kleenex tissues, people, get what they're used to for a while. So it's really breaking that, and, especially the old school people that have been using this for so long, their grandmother used it, and their mother used it, and they want to use it. But I would say that's probably the most difficult part, is telling somebody, try it, just try it out and give us feedback. You don't have to do anything. If you don't like it, don't use it. I mean, that really helped us as well tremendously, because the people that were able to give us the benefit of doubt, and use it initially and then had amazing results, and I never thought I can get so much milk out, which is like the biggest feedback we could get, because the goal of the brand was to bring, to create more milk in less amount of time. Nobody wants to sit by a pump for 20, 30 minutes. You want to extract and you know, you're done. So that was really the goal. And I would say in general, that's once you use it, you're impressed. But the hardest part is to get somebody to change, yeah. Which is in everything, you know.
Definitely. You talked about consumers and how, you know, people are getting more out of some people are getting more out of using Zomi. I mean, that's incredible feedback, right? I'm sure that makes you feel great. Have you had any other consumer, I call them love letters, that have been sent over to you that you sort of stops you in your tracks, maybe surprises you a little bit, but also delights you in many ways?
So we actually had one mom where she got her pump, and she got them before, you know, because you can get your pump before you have a baby, typically anywhere between 3 or 5 weeks. And her baby's then naked at the end. And she wrote us a letter basically saying that because she had, you know, because she was able to produce milk, and she was even using the pump before she had a baby for her colostrum initially to just bring it in. And then, unfortunately, her baby passed away a few days after she gave birth. It really encouraged her to want to continue pumping and donate the milk to those that are unable to have, you know, are unable to pump and unable to have milk. And this was actually during COVID time where, and a lot of moms, you know, with all everything going on, it was a very scary time. And then there was that formula recall that happened at that same time. So if that might, you know, we had a mom that was encouraged to pump because of the results she was getting from the pump. And not only that, but was using it to donate to milk banks to be able to help those moms in need that next year a lot. Because you don't have moms that want to pump, especially after something great that happens, you know. A lot of fusses.
Definitely. So when you think about Zomi and its future, I always share with people, you know, you want to get the product or the service out there for consumer feedback, and things are going to change over time. You're going to have upgrades, you're going to have adjustments to it. Those are when you do those things is sort of always a challenge, trying to figure out. It's like you have to, you know, build the plane as you're flying it to some extent, because you're thinking about the next iteration, but you're also, you know, the existing one is pretty darn great too. When you think about that, what kind of feedback would you give to entrepreneurs based on what you've seen in that statement, you know, that you need to kind of just get it out there in the market and see what the consumers are going to say?
Correct. Well, I mean, when you have a product that's good and you have good feedback, never take away from that product. You know, always have the base of what you already have, especially if you have positive feedback. Always, if it's negative, you would have to change things around. But there's a case where it's positive, that, you know, mom, everything's changing in terms of the fact that you have now the affordable pumps that were directly in the bra, and you have to be up to date with the, you know, the latest technology. But the way we work is we'll never just bring in a product. We have over 1,000 mock testers, I mean, just 18 to 45. And what we'll do is we'll hand it out to these ones and get feedback. It's nice to just give back with the younger ones versus the older ones to see the differences and see what can really be helpful for moms in general, and take it from there. I know there was like, there are some companies that when it gets to them that they're successful and that they're doing great, they just think whatever they put in the market will do great because they already have a need. I feel like that's when you really screw up, and never forget where you started from. You started from feedback from the lactation consultants and moms, and that is your, those are your customers, and those are nothing even happening. Any feedback that comes in, no matter what it is, I'm always monitoring it. And it's not like you have some larger companies where you think you're going to listen to a letter and we'll go in their suggestion box and never get out of that box. And it's like, here, we take every single letter and it needs to us, because that is how we can influence with like our products and genitals. So, we'll never just bring in a product before getting feedback from moms, although you need to take that jump and have to bring it in. But we have found that feedback was so helpful for us in small little things to be able to change to make it better before we really launched it, you know, on the market in general. And these moms are real and sincere and really want the best for other moms. So I would say there was nothing like our moms that let's do feedback in general. But do it slowly. Don't just bring in and think, okay, let's get feedback and things like that, because then that could bite you as well. Because now you're in the market and you have all this feedback, and now everybody already defines the product and what the company's about based on that. And unfortunately, sometimes that could truly hurt you and you go too quickly.
Definitely. So Dina Shanowitz-Rendler, founder and CEO of Zomi, thank you so much for joining us and letting us in on your journey. And it's great hearing about this product. We'll have all the info for the product and link for you as well in the show notes. But thanks again. And thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.